This is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m.
98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy. 98FM.
Sinead, welcome to 98FM.
Thanks.
Tell me, Sinead, what happened on Dollier Street yesterday?
So basically, I got on the bus, the 123 at High Street, and there were four lads sitting upstairs on the bus in the front two seats. So it was about 5:30, so there was still a fair amount of people on the bus. But the language out of them, the vulgarity out of them, language I can cope with, but the vulgarity out of
and
them.
And vulgarity directed towards who?
No, in the conversation amongst themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
So then on Dollier Street, right in the middle, just beyond Trinity, right in the middle of the street, one of them stands up and flings a soda bottle out. Like a large Lupus out or one of those type bottles out the window. And I said to him, so there was like lots of pedestrians, lots of cyclists, busy rush hour traffic. So I said to him, sorry, did you just throw that bottle out? And he said, I did. And what? What are you going to do about it? And I said, seriously, lads, there's no need for that. I said, you could have hit a cyclist. You could have caused an accident. Like, seriously, you know, what's the mentality here? And they continue then to roar abuse at me.
So there you are. You're on the upstairs of a bus. You witness these young fellas. It was all young fellas, was it?
Yes. About four lads. 16, I'd say.
No, I've seen the video. We just haven't published the video because there are minors in the video. But one of them threw a Lucozade bottle out the window. God knows what they might have hit.
Yeah. So I said to them, like, seriously, what did you do that for? So they continued to roar abuse and they said, what are you going to do about it? So I went downstairs and I said to the bus driver, there are four lads upstairs, they're roaring abuse at me and they're after flinging a bottle out the window onto Dollier Street.
Mm-hmm.
So in fairness, he was in the middle of traffic and there was nothing he could do. So he said, but if you can point them out to me, I can do something then. And I said, yeah, I'll happily point them out. I'm sick of thugs thinking they can get away with behaviour like that. And people say nothing. And nobody on the bus said anything about their behaviour. So when they came to get off, the next available stop was O'Connell Street. Mm-hmm. And they went to get off the bus. And I knew they'd start abusing me then when they were getting off. So I recorded them. So they screamed abuse, called me all the hers and C-U-N-T's all over the place. So I just recorded them because I had a feeling they were going to do that.
Okay, now that we have the whole story, let me just play a bit of that audio again just so the people can hear. This is after you've already asked them what are you doing? What are you doing throwing bottles
out
the window?
Yeah, and I'd spoken to the bus driver as well at this stage, and then I went back upstairs and took my seat again.
Okay, so let's just have a listen to the audio once again from that bus.
Smile! Smile! Smile.
All right, you mad little rat.
Smile!
Smile! What's up,
smile!
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 Smile! Smile!
Smile! Smile!
Smile!
Smile!
Smile!
Smile! Smile!
Smile!
Smile!
Now, in that recording, there's a quite clear threat. Take a photograph of me and I'll smash it in your face or something like that, I think he said.
Yeah.
That must have been very intimidating.
It was, because I was sitting and they were standing. You know?
Mm.
So it was intimidating even from that point of view.
Did you think you were going to get a dig off one of them?
I wouldn't have been surprised if they tried to grab the phone out of my hand, because I was holding onto the phone tightly and because I was thinking they're going to grab the phone out of my hand.
Mm.
So I did think that was going to happen.
Now, there are those, in fact, I've a call here. Stay there for one second, Sinead. Aoife, you think that people should just let these things pass them by and not get involved?
Yeah, well, in the case like that lady's, I think she shouldn't have got involved, knowing the way they were carrying on beforehand. Like, she should have just went down to the busman and said, look, they're carrying on. Blah, blah, blah.
I know, but if I saw somebody flinging a bottle out of the upstairs of a bus onto a busy street, I'd feel annoyed over it as well. Was she not right to be annoyed?
No, I'd be annoyed as well, but I wouldn't confront them myself. Like, I'd go down to the busman, because you don't know what they'd be capable of. They could have pulled out and that, you know, like...
I know, and I know, I'm looking at some of the comments coming in from people saying, you know, you should mind your own business in a situation like this. You're putting yourself in harm's way and all of that.
Yeah.
Sinead, what do you say to those sorts of comments?
Well, yeah, I understand people's point of view, but I just think we, as a society, people accept this behaviour.
And that's what I was about to say, Aoife, and I'd say this to you. Do we just turn a blind eye to absolutely every bit of crap that goes on a bus, for example, so they feel immune? They feel that that they can just do what they like?
I just think for our own safety, because there was a group of them, and obviously no one.
But if we all adopt that attitude of not say see no evil, hear no evil, then young fellas like this will think they can throw anything they like out of the upstairs of a bus. It isn't acceptable to be flinging bottles out of the upstairs of a bus.
The bus men, don't they have them little cameras and the little mirrors that look up? He obviously, like, they do check on, like, people sitting on the bus. He should have stopped the bus and kicked them off. Like, it shouldn't be up to passengers to get involved, and then, like, God only knows what could have happened. Like,
the show getting Dublin talking.
Every morning from 10.
Adrian Kennedy.
Dublin Talks on 98 FM.